Did you know that the version of The Hobbit that you probably own is not what Tolkien originally wrote? He made a big change to the text in an important part of the story 14 years after it was published, and that is the version we have today. But what was the change, and why did he make it? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we dive deep into Tolkien's Legendarium, as well as other great fantasy worlds like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. If that sounds good, there's a subscribe button in the bottom right of your screen. The Hobbit was published in 1937 and straight away was recognised as a classic tale. It was republished several times in the following years, but the version most of us have read, whether that be in audiobook format, ebooks, or just a good old-fashioned book, is not the same as the version published in 1937, in one very important regard. Within months of The Hobbit's publication and success, the publishers George Allen and Unwin were pushing Tolkien to write a follow-up, and after warning them that he was quite a slow writer, Tolkien dutifully started writing what became The Lord of the Rings that very same year. It would be a labour of love, being 17 years before it was published. And although the idea of the long-awaited party, Bilbo having a birthday party then disappearing and heading out of the Shire again, arrived relatively fully formed in Tolkien's mind, the broader idea of the Lord of the Rings did not. He first thought about perhaps having Bilbo just heading off, having used up all of his treasure from The Hobbit, seeking another adventure, but after a while settled on the idea of using the ring that Bilbo had found in The Hobbit in a more central role. He linked backwards to some of the themes and history he had been working on for literally decades in the Proto-Silmarillion, and the concept of the One Ring emerged, and the quest to destroy the ring emerged naturally with it. But as he was slowly crafting this into a novel, Tolkien started to discover a problem. He had a wonderful idea for a story that built on both The Hobbit and the wider Legendarium, but the more powerful and important Bilbo's ring became in that story, and the more it became that the ring took a hold over people so they don't want to part with it, the less Bilbo's original acquisition of the ring in The Hobbit seemed to ring true. Let me explain. In the original published version of the story, Bilbo finds the ring under the Misty Mountains and shortly after engages in the riddle game with Gollum. Gollum suggests the terms for the game. If he wins, he gets to eat Bilbo. If Bilbo wins, Gollum gives him a present. Of course, Bilbo wins by using his famous "What have I got in my pocket?" riddle. Well, non-riddle, really. Let's leave how fair that question was to one side for a minute. Gollum accepted it as a question, and Gollum lost on that basis. Gollum isn't happy at losing, but knows better than to cheat the sacred and ancient riddle game. So he sets off back to his island to get the present to give to Bilbo, which was the ring. And he can't find it. Of course he can't. It's in Bilbo's pocket. What has he got in his pockets is? He goes back to Bilbo, very sorry for not having the present, and Bilbo basically says that he will call it even if Gollum shows him the way out, and so Gollum does. The two of them part on reasonably civil grounds, all things considered. Tolkien's problem was that he was now writing a story in which Bilbo's silly little ring wasn't just a present that Gollum might offer up in a game of riddles. It was, in fact, the One Ring. And after 500 years, there is no way that Gollum would ever consider giving up his precious. Consider this section from that original text. This is obviously Gollum speaking to himself, and I'll spare you my full Gollum impression while reading it. "Must we give it the thing, precious? Yes, we must. We must fetch it, precious, and give it the present we promised." If anyone read The Lord of the Rings then came back to this, it just wouldn't make sense. Gollum happily giving up the One Ring. So what was he to do? Of course, he could have just left the original text alone. It was largely a standalone children's story, and most casual readers probably wouldn't be paying enough attention for it to bother them. And those that were paying attention would surely understand that later Tolkien had a better idea for that ring, and we should just look the other way when reading something he wrote years before that idea came to him. These things sometimes happen. But that's not what Tolkien was like. So he redrafted that section. From 1951, all editions of The Hobbit contained a completely new section where the old version of the riddle game had once been. Now, the introduction to this new section remains the same. Bilbo still finds the ring on the floor, Gollum still challenges him to the riddle game, and if Gollum wins, he still gets to eat Bilbo. But instead of offering a present, Gollum offers to show him the way out. Of course, Gollum would never have risked losing the One Ring on a game of riddles, or anything else. It was his precious, as important to him as life itself. So when Bilbo wins, the actual bit with the riddles themselves is largely unchanged, Gollum is then supposed to show him the way out. But Gollum has other plans. He says he has to go and get some things to help them get out, and paddles back to his island to secretly get the ring. He is planning to put the ring on, go invisible, sneak up on Bilbo, and kill him and eat him, regardless of what happened in the riddle game. Sneaky little Gollums is. But the ring is gone. Gollum realises belatedly what Bilbo must have had in his pockets. He rushes back to attack him, but Bilbo is now invisible, with the ring having accidentally slipped onto his finger. Gollum wails about his loss for a while, but can't just let the ring go. Deciding that Bilbo had cheated him in the riddle game, he further decides that Bilbo must also have been lying about not knowing the way out. The only way to prevent him from going out that way was therefore to race over to the exit himself and try to beat him there. Of course, Gollum being Gollum, he said all of this out loud, and Bilbo quickly realised that the best idea was just to follow Gollum to the exit, and the rest we know. So Bilbo wasn't given the ring, nor did he win it honestly in a contest. He picked up someone else's property and walked off with it. To be fair, the owner of that property wanted to eat him, but still, the new text paints Bilbo in a lot less heroic light. Hold on to that thought, because we'll come back to it in just a moment. As for Gollum, we see him more corrupted by the ring, willing to go against his word, not willing to give up the ring, more willing to do terrible things to get it back. Gollum is darker and more dangerous, and also more pitiable. And the ring's corruptive influence is shown more clearly. Compare Gollum telling himself that he must give Bilbo the present in the original version with these last words Bilbo hears him say in the new version. Thief, 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 Baggins! We hates it, we hates it, we hates it forever. And with that, the re-entry of Gollum to the story of the Lord of the Rings is set up. Gollum will never give up hunting for the ring. He will be relentlessly seeking Baggins and the ring from that moment on. So that's the change Tolkien made to the text, and any normal writer would have probably left it there. The internal cohesion of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings was assured. The character of Gollum and the nature of the ring were established, and perhaps the most attentive of readers might even now be expecting to see Gollum reappear in the sequel. As a complete aside here, whereas Tolkien did in fact make this revised draft relatively early on and sent it to his publishers in 1947, along with a bundle of other minor amendments, he did so largely for their amusement and interest, without imagining they would actually make the change. When 3 years later he was sent a proof copy of the revised Hobbit and found they included it wholesale, he was actually quite taken aback, but accepted that it was much better for the purposes of the still unfinished Lord of the Rings. And changes made, probably every other writer would have left it there. But Tolkien wasn't like other writers, so he went even further. Part of Tolkien's all-immersive writing style was the conceit that Bilbo himself wrote The Hobbit, or There and Back Again, and Tolkien merely translated and published it for today's audience. So could he perhaps devise a reason why the early editions of The Hobbit contain that inaccurate account of what happened? Of course he could. This is Tolkien we're talking about. His solution was ingenious. He decided that the original version of the story that we heard was the lie that Bilbo told himself and others about how he got the One Ring. He tells it to the dwarves in The Hobbit, and evidently later to Gandalf and Frodo and Sam, and he wrote it in the Red Book that would become There and Back Again. In the prologue to The Lord of the Rings, we read this. This account, the old account, Bilbo set down in his memoirs, and he seems never to have altered it himself, not even after the Council of Elrond. Evidently, it still appeared in the original Red Book, as it did in several of the copies and abstracts, but many copies contain the true account as an alternative, derived no doubt from notes by Frodo or Samwise, both of whom learned the truth, though they seem to have been unwilling to delete anything actually written by the old Hobbit himself. It has to be said, Gandalf was sceptical of that story from the start. When Bilbo escapes and finds his way back to the dwarves, they make him tell his tale, which he does, leaving out the bit about the ring. They are all very impressed, but we read this. "What did I tell you?" said Gandalf, laughing. "Mr. Baggins has more about him than you guess." He gave Bilbo a queer look from under his bushy eyebrows as he said this, and the hobbit wondered if he guessed at the part of his tale that he had left out. Gandalf can sense something is wrong, and Bilbo's lie then becomes a part of the plot of The Lord of the Rings. Why would Gandalf suspect Bilbo's ring of being the One Ring if Gollum had given it up so easily? Still, Gandalf could sense something was wrong and repeatedly badgered Bilbo to tell him the truth. This all comes out when Gandalf talks to Frodo much later in Bag End, after Bilbo has left the ring to him and left the Shire. "What do you know already?" asked Gandalf. "Only what Bilbo told me. I have heard his story, how he found it, and how he used it. On his journey, I mean." "Which story, I wonder?" said Gandalf. "Oh, not what he told the dwarves and put in his book," said Frodo. "He told me the true story soon after I came to live here. He said you had pestered him until he told you, so I had better know too. No secrets between us, Frodo," he said, "but they are not to go any further. It's mine, anyway." "That's interesting," said Gandalf. "Well, what did you think of it all?" "If you mean inventing all that about a present, well, I thought the true story much more likely, and I couldn't see the point in altering it at all. It was very unlike Bilbo to do so, anyway, and I thought it rather odd." This and his conversation with Bilbo the previous day, when Bilbo called the ring his precious and was very loath to finally give it up, were what made Gandalf decide to head off and investigate straight away. Bilbo lying about how he got it was just so unlike him that it was worth investigating. And with that, Tolkien managed to not just retcon an inconvenient detail in The Hobbit, but made the story of why that version of events was there in the first place a crucial part in driving forward the action in The Lord of the Rings. It may seem like a small thing, but it shows the commitment Tolkien had to the integrity of his entire creation, from the greatest themes to the smallest detail. If you'd like more videos digging deep into Tolkien's legendarium, please click on the playlist appearing now on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, the best way to do that is by clicking the link to Patreon on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you again soon.